Welcome to another episode of another motherfucking podcast, the wokest podcast in the world. I'm your host, Paris Ahmad, and you are now entering the Paris verse. Now, before we get into the episode, if you want to support the show financially, there are multiple ways to do so. First and foremost, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/savedbyparis, where you can subscribe to us for only $3.33, cheaper than your cup of coffee. And speaking of Patreon, I want to give a quick shout out to Melissa M., who's been a patron for the past 8 months. You have no idea how much this means to me. You were my first patron, and you're still hanging in there with me, so I appreciate the support wholeheartedly. Now, there is also a way to subscribe for bonus episodes without going to Patreon, and that is through Spotify directly. So if you listen to your podcast episodes on Spotify, head over to the No Motherfucking Podcast and subscribe for bonus episodes and everything that you would get with Patreon minus my music. To support the show, it doesn't need to be financially. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate the show 5 stars as it will help us move up in the algorithm. Now that we got all that out the way, my bazzy, let's talk about some new music. Today is Friday and Lil Wayne just dropped, hold on. COVID doesn't exist. Today is Friday. Lil Wayne just dropped the fix before the six. And look, if you don't know what that is, the fix before the six referring to the Carter Six. And this is just a little teaser of what I would imagine we can expect with the album. And when I originally heard of this coming out, I thought it was going to be like a playlist album. I thought it was going to have some older music on it or stuff that we've already heard, but it's a completely new project. And I have to say, like, I listened to it today. I haven't got a full listen, but I did listen to it enough to get an idea and a feel of the project. And if the Carter Six is anything like this project, this just might be Lil Wayne's greatest project ever. Better than the Carter 3, better than the Carter 2. Those are two of his highly beloved projects. I did enjoy Carter 5 quite a bit, and I feel like I was one of the few people who liked Rebirth, which, as always, Lil Wayne proves time and time again why he's the GOAT. He's always ahead of the curve. He's able to do what his peers who have been in the game just as long as him haven't been able to do. These are guys like Eminem, Jay-Z, who, even though Jay-Z is Lil Wayne's favorite artist, not to down any of these guys, but because they're legends, of course. But what Lil Wayne's been able to do that these guys haven't been able to do is evolve. From time and time again, Lil Wayne is ahead of the curve. He gets outside of his element. He's outside of his box. He's trying things that other guys who are his peers aren't trying. And so I think that's why Lil Wayne is still so beloved and still, I mean, he just turned 41 and he's still rapping like he's 20. So and I implore you to go listen to this project because he's rapping like he's hungry. And, if this is what the Carter Six is going to be like I said, this is going to be Wayne's greatest project to date. Moving on, though, another guy who we've been dying to get more of, Ski Mask the Slump God. And according to the man, the legend, icon himself, the SoundCloud icon himself, Ski's latest album is looking to be generational. And the one thing I can say about Ski, man, he has such a loyal fan base. You know, he came up with the late great XXXTentacion, and I always loved their duo. I've never shied away from this before, but I was one of those guys that unfortunately did not appreciate X while he was here. And with the passing of X, I made it a goal to not sleep on any artist, to give any artist a chance who is either on the come up, underground still, or even completely unknown. Because, you know, X, he's one of my favorite artists. And it's crazy, I did a top five list, and he wasn't even in my top five, but I probably listened to X and Juice the most. And so with X's passing, you know, there was Ski, and so I checked into Ski, and he became one of my favorite artists as well. He has a very unorthodox method of rapping style. And so what I loved about them as a duo, though, I mean, X was, like, so fast. Like, he would attack the beat, and then Ski would come in, and he would just flow on it like water, you know? But his style has changed a bit since then. Ski's very fast. He's like Busta Rhymes. He does the cartoon references and whatnot. But I do think with this album will be the deciding factor in his place in hip hop. You know, the snippets are hard. He's been on a crazy feature run as of late. I mean, his features have been just phenomenal. But he hasn't dropped an album since 2018. He did drop a mixtape in 2021, but album-wise, he hasn't dropped in 5 years. So this will be the deciding factor, and I do think even though he has a loyal fan base, he will always have that fan base. This is the album that will push him more mainstream than he already is, because a lot of people don't know who Ski is apart from the fact that he was X's or Juice's best friend. And so... yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. The snippets have been fucking crazy. And I'm hoping... And I think from what DJ Scheme and Ski has shared, we're going to get, of course, that fast rapping style that Ski is known for. We're going to get those cartoon references or whatnot. But I think he's going to be more open, more vulnerable. We're going to get a side of Ski that we haven't gotten before. So I am looking forward to this album. He's been locked in the studio. If you follow him on social media, he's been locked in the studio every day. He said he's turning in the album this month. We're at the end of the month, so let's hope that's the case. Let's hope we get a Ski album before the year is over with. And, yeah, man, like I said, this will be the deciding factor in his place in hip-hop. So let's get it, you know? That's it for today as far as music goes. I did want to... touch on something that I'm really looking forward to, and that's let me get it pulled up. That's the Spider-Verse. So, if you didn't know, if you haven't by now, if you can't tell with this podcast, we fucking love Spider-Man. I mean, we always end up talking about him on an episode, and usually we devote an entire episode to Spidey. But, you know, we just got Across the Spider-Verse. I have yet to see it. But we did get No Way Home. We did get the three Spider-Mans. And so it seems like there's so many places that they can go with either of the three original Spideys, or even introducing a new one. Maybe we get Miles. Maybe we get Gwen. But I do have an article pulled up here. Every Spider-Man movie releasing after No Way Home. Now, I did check this out, but I've completely forgotten everything on this list, so it'd be like me viewing it again. But I'm super excited for the Spider-Verse and what Sony has to offer. I guess, is it the Spider-Verse? Is it the Sony-Verse? I'm not sure. But I am very excited on where it will go, and so, yeah, let's get into it. Just going to read what the article says, but it says, while Spider-Man No Way Home concluded Tom Holland's Homecoming trilogy, there are several upcoming movies in 2023, 2024, and beyond. See what you did there. Sony has long been planning spin-off feature films of Spider-Man universe characters, though only a few have come to fruition. And while solo or team-up films surrounding characters like Black Cat and Silver Sable and the Mysterio villain, or even Aunt May, Sony has a healthy slate of confirmed upcoming Spider-Man movies on its schedule. So let's get into every Spider-Man movie confirmed so far with the Spider-Verse. So, of course, and this article is from January of this year, so it was before Across the Spider-Verse came on, but it does confirm Across the Spider-Verse and Beyond the Spider-Verse, which we already got the second one. The third one will be coming in 2024. And so if you don't know what that is, if you're not a Spider-Man fan, that is the animated Spider-Man movie that features Miles. And in the second one, we get introduced to even more Spider-Men and women and things. And so, yeah, if you're a Spidey fan, and I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I need to check this out. I can't find it on nowhere other than fucking Vudu. Don't know why it's not on Disney Plus. Don't know why it's not on HBO Max or Netflix or whatever streaming service. So I'm just waiting for that because I'd be damned. All these streaming services I have, I'd be damned if I pay for a motherfucking movie. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But those two have confirmed, of course, and we did get a Childish Gambino cameo in Across the Spider-Verse. So I'm looking forward to seeing that movie, of course. Moving on to the next Spider-Man movie confirmed in the Spider-Verse. Please tell me is it the Spider-Verse, is it the Sony-Verse? Potato, potato, right? But Kraven the Hunter, and I'm not too familiar with Kraven the Hunter. I wasn't a comic book fan, and I just grew up in a different era. I grew up on video games and movies and shows, so I was never in the comic books. So I'm not too familiar with Kraven, and I'm not going to go read a million fucking comic books to catch up to whatever. So Kraven the Hunter, he's looking to make his live-action debut October 6th. That's right around the corner, actually. And Sony will be bringing to life his origin story, and the goal is to prove that he's the world's best hunter. So that's right around the corner. So hey, let's get that right. El Moroto. yeah. So Marvel will see his first Latino character lead their own film with the next Spider-Man movie, and it will be starring Bad Bunny, the Grammy-winning artist Bad Bunny, also wrestling, performer now. Bad Bunny's been killing, man, and he just had a phenomenal match in Puerto Rico with Damian Priest. So now he's looking to make his on-screen debut, it looks like, in the anti-hero movie El Morto. I'm a Caucasian / African American. I don't know Spanish, but yeah, so we'll see what that's about. It's it does have a release date, January 2024. There you go. See what that's about. 2024 will also be getting Madam Web. One of Sony's next Spider-Man movie developments is Madam Web, which was reportedly announced to be in the works in 2019. It will be played by Dakota Johnson. In addition, will also feature Sydney Sweeney from, I believe that's Euphoria, if I'm not mistaken, Emma Roberts and Adam Scott. And the Spider-Man Ally movie will also be directed by S.J. Clarkson. No plot details have been disclosed, but it does have an official release date of February 16th, 2024. And I imagine since this was written in January and now we're on a writer's strike, I imagine a lot of this, if it hasn't already changed, will be changing. And if you're not in tune with that shit, yeah, a lot of movies are on hold or being pushed back to further down because of this writer strike. So I would imagine these aren't in stone, shall I say. Like, the movies are confirmed, but I doubt the release dates are in stone. Next up, Sinister Six, and that's to be announced. Sinister Six has long been in the works, and it will be the next Spider-Man movie that will follow the team-up of six Spider-Man villains. And in each movie, each Spider-Man MCU movie, or I guess not even MCU, because the first two, are they confirmed MCU? You know, I don't know. With No Way Home, they are were featured in MCU, but are they MCU movies? I don't know. I can't keep up with this shit. Multiverse. That's right. They're part of the multiverse, and they have long been teasing these team-ups, and I think that's where it was heading in Andrew Garfield's movie before it got canceled, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, so you'll get, like, Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Electro, Sandman, and Lizard. And originally was thought to be canceled, but that looks like that is not the case. So, we'll see. Next up in the Spider-Verse, Venom 3. What are your thoughts on the Venom movies? So y'all vibing? Me personally, I enjoy the Venom movies. A lot of people didn't like that the first one was essentially one long scene. It was the plot is like from day to night. And so the second one I should know this because I just watched it, but it had Carnage in it. But yeah, I just remember a lot of people not liking that it was basically one long scene. But I think not all movies have to be confusing or concluded. They don't have to be spanned across weeks and days. I mean, realistically, it makes sense that some of these things happen in one day. So a big fight scene in one day, you know. So, yeah, Venom 3 is confirmed, and I am hoping, this is my theory, in No Way Home, it was confirmed that this Venom from the Venom 1 and Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, is not a part of Tom Holland's MCU. He is in the multiverse, of course. So my theory is that he can't be Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and he can't be Tom Holland's. So, that leaves Andrew Garfield. Can we get a third Andrew Garfield movie? Can he be introduced in Venom 3? Because remember, Venom did say they needed to go find Peter Parker in No Way Home at the end before he got sent to back to his universe. So, I'm sure that's what it's got to be. There's no other way to spin it. That's what it's got to be is Andrew Garfield and this Venom. And I would love to see them interact. So, we'll see. It doesn't have a confirmed date. It's just TBA. So, I imagine the details, while they're not available to us, are underway. So, we'll see. Next up, an untitled Olivia Wilde movie. And that's to be announced. And let's see. Set to become one of the new upcoming Spider-Man movies, Wilde confirmed via Twitter in 2020 that a secret Marvel film was in the works, which later details the Sony movie Spider-Woman. Then it was later reported in June that Wilde's Marvel movie would follow Jessica Drew's iteration of Spider-Woman, though the director has yet to confirm such details. Considering Wilde already has a busy schedule of upcoming films, it's safe to say her Spider-Woman movie won't be released in the near future. Spider-Man 4 through 6. So, it is believed that we will get another Tom Holland trilogy. I think he is signed on for 3 more Marvel movies, but that could be Secret Wars, of course, which is going to have two Secret War and then the Kang Dynasty or whatever. So, it could be those two as well as the fourth Spider-Man. But we are getting another trilogy. And so will it be Tom Holland for another 3 movies? Will he be in the fourth one? And will he introduce maybe a Miles Morales or Gwen? And he's even mentioned in the past that he would love to see the next Spider person be someone diverse casted. So we'll see. But there's definitely more to be with the way No Way Home ended, with everyone forgetting who he was, his love interest MJ played by Zendaya, his best friend Ned, they all forgot who he was. They'll be going to college. So, I mean, these next 3 films could be set in college. It could be maybe he tries to jog their memories. Maybe he tries to figure out a world where no one knows who he is. So that will be interesting. But yeah, MJ and Ned, they're set to go to MIT in the fall. Peter decided against revealing himself to them again. And he has created a new Spider-Man suit to continue his superheroics in New York City. With the multiverse confirmed and Peter having already been mentored by two of the most iconic Spider-Man of all time, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, there are countless directions that the upcoming Spider-Man movies could take. And while the MCU's second trilogy isn't officially confirmed, nor is Tom Holland announced to reprise his Peter Parker role, Holland has voiced his opinion that he hopes the next Spidey movies after Spider-Man No Way Home are more diverse with his heroes. So, yeah, that's to be seen. So, yeah, these are the next films set in the Sonyverse. And, hey, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so I'll be there for every movie. I will not be paying for these movies unless if I go to theaters. But as they come to streaming services, I look forward to each and every one. Yeah. That's kind of the episode for today. I mean, this new format of another motherfucking podcast, I want it to be shorter. You motherfuckers have such a short-term attention span. And it's just easier this way. So, yeah. Like I said, if you want more bonus episodes, if you just can't get enough of another motherfucking podcast, Patreon, Saved by Paris, or patreon.com/Saved by Paris. $3.33, cheaper than your cup of coffee. Speaking of coffee, you could go over to buymeacoffee.com/Saved by Paris. Send me some money. Send me a coffee. You know, fuck with your boy. Help your boy out. I'm still working on the side. Ain't making no money from this. I don't care if I make money from this. But I would love to be able to do this as a full-time job. So if you fuck with your boy, support me. Again, it does not have to be financial. Rate the show 5 stars. And this has been another episode of Another Motherfucking Podcast. Xena, come here. You got something to say to the people? Few words. Peace.